fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Jerry Moore here, our second hour. This is the Tuesday Morning Roundtable on Tuesday, the 29th of November. The purpose tip today is to learn to use a Landsat compass, topographical maps, and do cross-country navigation. There's multiple books on the topic, YouTube videos. There's orienteering clubs, typically in bigger cities and college campuses. Lots of ways to learn these skills. Skills that are fun in normal times and a matter of life and death in hard times. At the moment, we have with us Leon Green, former U.S. Navy officer, Jeff Nyquist. His website's jrnyquist.blog. I say again, jrnyquist.blog. His book's for sale at amazon.com. We'll be joined for about half an hour at some point by Steve Ben Noon. And I haven't heard from Dave Hodges. Is Dave there? Okay, Dave's not with us yet. He may join us. I don't know what Dave's schedule is today. And good morning, Jeff. You're on mute there.
Good morning, John.
Good to have you with us. Well, Jeff, the big news out of China is the nationwide riots involving probably millions of people.
Just a minute here. I don't even know if you can hear me. I'm doing this pretty much by flashlight with my cell phone. My power is out.
Oh, no.
We're going through a hellacious storm here, and I can barely hear you, but we're going through one hell of a winter storm right here. We're probably going to get up to about 5 inches of snow.
Uh-huh.
I don't know if I'm going to be able to do this working in the dark, and I don't know how long I'm going to have this ancillary power, because what I'm doing is I'm going off of my hotspot with my cell phone.
Well, Dave, it's good to have you with us despite the harsh conditions. And this may be a wake-up call for maybe a plan B or even a plan C for having power at your place, sir.
Yeah, hang on a second here. Okay, can you say that last part again, John? I apologize.
I say that. I'm glad you're with us, and this may be your wake-up call to have a plan B and or a plan C for backup power at your home, sir.
Yeah, that's true. I got a crew coming out, too, to try to help with a couple of things, and I'm going to have to leave early because of that. So when they're here, I'm going to have to depart, and I apologize because, like I said, this is what I woke up to this morning.
Well, no apology necessary, and we will focus on your information because we'll have more time with Jeff, and then Steve Van Noon will be calling in later himself. Well, your state, Dave, is still in big news because of the election down there, and I understand some of these officials have certified the election, quote unquote, under duress, under threat of being arrested. What's the deal there, sir, if you know?
I don't even know where to start. It's so criminal. The mafia is running our state. These people are absolutely criminal. And I'm talking the County Board of Supervisors for Maricopa County, the county clerk and recorder who was in charge of the elections. And then I'm looking at Katie Hobbs, the governor-elect. Let's start with Katie Hobbs. Katie Hobbs, the governor-elect, is the Secretary of State currently in Arizona. And that means she oversees all elections. Her opponent, Carrie Lake, repeatedly called for her to temporarily step down during the election and give the oversight to the election to a third party that would conceivably be neutral. She refused. So conflict of interest. And that conflict of interest has already played itself out. In Cochise County, and I believe this is what you're referring to, Maricopa County certified the election yesterday, despite the fact that tens of thousands of people never got to vote because of their incompetence and corruption. Cochise County said, we're not certifying this election because of all the corruption in Maricopa County. It disenfranchised the results of our vote. And we can't in good conscience go along with this. So here's Katie Hobbs, the Secretary of State, running for governor, benefiting from her own actions politically, said to Cochise County, we will sue you and come after you if you do not certify this election. You want to talk about conflict of interest? The whole time she's engaged in conflict of interest. In fact, before the election, she engaged in illegal conflict of interest. She told Cochise County, with their announced intention, that after the machines were done counting, that they were going to do a hand count audit of the vote, which is their legal right to do. Every county has the right to audit its own voting results. And she said, if you do that, we will sue you and come after you. This is how criminally corrupt we are. And there are thousands of stories in Maricopa County. And I watched the live feed of the Board of Supervisors meeting yesterday, where before they certified the election for Maricopa County, they had to give their public 2 minutes apiece. And literally, thousands of people were denied the right to vote at one center in machines that they said they had validated 5 p.m. the night before, that suddenly and mysteriously broke down in Republican areas. And so they were sent to a second area to vote if they did not want to drop their vote in a box, an open box with no supervision. And later on, John, they mixed the votes that were dropped in the box by people who were unaware that they should be doing that, and they commingled those votes with votes that had already been counted. So they disenfranchised those voters. And then these people who had to go to secondary sites, if they had already checked in at the first site, they were denied the right to vote at the second part. This only happened in Republican areas. It did not happen in Central Phoenix or South Phoenix, where they're strongly Democratic. They did not have these problems. These voting machines and tabulators are not centrally connected, at least not officially, and yet magically they all went down at the same time, supposedly after being certified the day before. I mean, this is mafia kind of stuff. This is stuff that goes on in Venezuela. In fact, actually, they had a lady from Venezuela who was an immigrant to our country, a legal immigrant who had the right, she became a citizen and she had the right to vote. She said, I was denied the right to vote. Here's how it happened, much the same way as I've described. And she said, thank you for turning my county into Venezuela, where there's nothing but corruption. So, John, sorry for the long-winded answer, but this is how bad it is in Arizona. the criminal mafia. Now, let me explain what's behind it, too. There is a political explanation for all this. Supervisor Bill Gates, who used to be a student of mine, and when I knew him, he had ultimate integrity. He was a fine young man, but he's joined the dark side. He contributes to a super PAC, and he's supposed to be a Republican, but he contributes to a super PAC that is designed to get rid of America First people, and he's part of the FTX crowd. And then our county clerk and recorder, Stephen Reicher, same thing. He belongs to the same PAC. So you've got Republicans being bought off to get rid of Trump, America First people. And this isn't just in Maricopa County. Mitch McConnell took $2.5 million of FTX money, and he failed to support the the election campaigns of 8 America First Republicans. And I'm talking Herschel Walker, Dr. Oz, that whole crew. He pulled their funding, and 5 of these 8 lost elections that they could have easily won, but they had no money down the stretch, thanks to Mitch McConnell. Kevin McCarthy in the House, same story. FTX money, Mitch McConnell money from China. I don't know about Kevin McCarthy, but FTX money, and he pulled the same crap with getting rid of America First. Mitch McConnell sat down with Chuck Schumer, and this was public. This has been printed in the mainstream media, and they devised a plan to get rid of America First senators. And Rona McDaniel, the head of the Republican National Committee, she's involved in this as well, too. So the Chinese, FTX, George Soros have bought off the Republican Party elite to sabotage Donald Trump and anyone who wants the Constitution to be the rule of law. That's basically what they're doing. So what Dave Hodges is doing is, I've withdrawn my Republican membership. I do not belong to the party. I will contribute to people who I support directly, but I won't give one damn dime to these criminals in the Republican Party.
Roger that. So is there a good guy in the Arizona state governments, possibly the attorney general, that might help with this matter? Do you know, sir?
That's a murky question, John. I'll go back to 2020, and you're talking about Brnovich, the attorney general, the current attorney general, who's lame duck right now. He, in the election of 2020, the people that were conducting the audit, the honest people, not the leader, Karen Fan, but the honest people in this audit, demanded the machine codes for Dominion in Maricopa County to see where the votes were counted. And the county supervisors were taken to court. They lost, and they did not comply. They were taken to court again, and they lost again with a second judge, and they did not comply. And then here comes Brnovich, the attorney general, in 2020, and he tells Maricopa County, you will surrender these codes, or we will cut off state funding to your county. Oh, it sounded really good. But then he starts running for the Senate because he's, you know, termed out in his second term as the AG, and all of a sudden this issue just disappeared. And to this day, Maricopa County supervisors have failed to comply with 2 court orders and an attorney general order. They still have not surrendered those codes. This is how criminal they are. I mean, we have the flipping mafia running our state right now. And I'll even go further with this. I have people that I'm connected with because I'm from Arizona, and they tell me that, and I've said this all along, that if you let the cartel control the border, it won't be long until they control your politicians. It won't be long until they control your police in key positions. And from what I'm being told by an ex-DOJ guy who has to remain anonymous, he told me, he said, Dave, that's well underway. And I'll give you a couple of examples. I'll just give you one example. In Katie Hobbs, in her campaign, she hid in her basement, refused to debate her opponent. And her only real commercial was she's walking the border, and she's got 2 Arizona sheriffs walking with her saying, oh, she's going to do something. She has a plan. Now, we never heard what the plan was, but that was the campaign ad. Okay, now, Katie Hobbs, when she was in the Arizona State Senate, She proposed to have Arizona be a sanctuary state for illegal immigrants.
Really?
Well, I have to question the integrity of these sheriffs. Now, I had Sheriff Mack on, who I have the utmost respect for, and he and I are actually friends. And Sheriff Mack didn't go as far as I'm going to go, but I'm telling you, you wouldn't march with Katie Hobbs in some phony baloney campaign ad unless you were on the take. And I think these two need to be investigated. But who's going to investigate them? The DOJ and Merrick Garland? Christopher Wray and the FBI? I mean, the fox is watching the hen house.
Right.
This is what I'm going to say to the American people right now. Right now, this problem is mostly confined to the swing states, this massive corruption, the six swing states. But let me tell you, there was funny business that went on in Alaska. Lisa Murkowski, there's no way she should have been reelected, or the people in Alaska hate her. So you have to look at phony stuff there. And she pulled out her Republican, but she votes with Biden 68% of the time. So she's definitely a rhino, but she won her election. But I'm telling this to all the people in America listening to this right now. I'm living through it in Arizona with criminal corruption on our county supervisors and a lot at the state level too. Now, here's the thing, John. I do not believe there will be another honest election in America. The Democrats and the controlled Republicans, controlled by the CCP, the Communist Party of China, the people who are controlled by George Soros, and the people who are controlled by these PACs, these super PACs to get rid of Trump Republicans, these people are committed to the destruction of our republic form of democracy. They will never be another honest election. They control all the power centers. They control the media. There will never be an honest election. And I have to tell you, I'm going to stop short of telling people they shouldn't vote, but your vote means nothing with the situation it is today. They bring in, I mean, John, just look at the ballot boxes, okay? You have a ballot box that stands in the middle of nowhere, and no one's watching. And so what they did in Arizona, they went out and they videotaped these ballot boxes. And we saw on video car after car after car dump multiple ballots in these ballot boxes. And these people covered their license plates because they learned from Dinesh D'Souza about 2,000 mules so they couldn't be identified. But we caught them on tape. Now, a judge came along. This is how corrupt the judicial system is in Arizona. It's totally corrupt. They came out and said, you don't have the right to videotape these people voting. But wait a minute. If you're 100 feet away, you can do any damn thing you want. The law says you can videotape whatever you can see unless you're in a restricted area. So if you're at a polling place within a certain amount of feet of the polling place, you do not have the right to videotape if you are in those parameters. But if you're outside those parameters, you do have the right. But this judge says if you point a video camera in the direction of a ballot box, you will be arrested and prosecuted. I mean, again, the corruption is complete. We have lost our country to a bunch of Bolshevik communists determined to put us under the rule of the Bank of International Settlements. That's Rothschilds, if you're counting. And their administrative arm is largely the World Economic Forum, who've trained many of our leaders. In fact, let me just give you a couple examples here. The World Economic Forum trained Justin Trudeau, many people in Congress, including the former Congresswoman Tulsi Gabbard. They've even reached as far down as they trained the mayor of Phoenix. That's how far down they go in their organization. Kate Gallegos is WEF trained, and she is a total globalist. If she had her way, we'd still be locked down in our homes and schools would not be open. So this is what's going on in Maricopa County. But listen to me, if you're living in Minnesota, your system is corrupt. Obviously, if you're in the six swing states, if you're in Massachusetts, Maine, Rhode Island, South Carolina, Georgia, it doesn't matter. Wherever you live right now, you cannot trust the election results because of ballot boxes. And as long as ballot boxes exist, there will not be a free election.
And Dave, hold on. Okay, Jeff, all right. Leon, hold on. We got a break. We'll be right back.
Did you know that essential oils have had a multitude of natural health and skin uses in history, but have been somewhat forgotten by recent civilization? Susanna's Secret offers 100% pure and natural oils at prices you can actually afford. Do you have a house or office with a musty smell or mold? Studies have shown that essential oils like the one in our Thief and Robbers blend will kill or inhibit mold, viruses, bacteria, and fungus. Just diffuse with it, and you will see the long-lasting effects that even synthetic chemicals don't achieve. Purifica, another one of our products used to clean and freshen your house or give a natural scent when drying laundry. For that special lady, we offer a ginger argan oil in a beautiful cosmetic bottle or a pure argan oil, a natural acne-fighting product. Check us out at SusannaSecret.com. That's S-U-S-A-N-A-S Secret.com. S-U-S-A-N-A-S Secret.com.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Reminder, the sale on the Liberated Rocketeers goes until midnight tomorrow night. It'll be midnight the 30th of November, 25% off. It's a $726 savings on the rocket heater and the pellet hopper at thelibertyman.com. This is Tuesday Morning Roundtable with Leon Green, former U.S. Navy officer, Jeff Nyquist. His website's jrnyquist.blog. His books are sale at amazon.com. And Dave Hodges, The Common Sense Show. Dave's website is The Common Sense Show. And Dave, are you still with us? How's your power situation?
I'm still with you.
Okay.
Awaiting the crew to come out and rescue me.
Well, let's take this caller. We got a caller here. We got Jeff in Massachusetts. Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning, John. Good morning, panel. Dave, I've
Hello,
always
Jeff.
Yeah, right here, John. Hello? John?
Go ahead.
Yeah. Dave, I've always wanted to talk to you because I go to your website, Dave, and I listen to your programs. Dave, I have a question particularly for you, which is living in Massachusetts, in a blue state, how far are the blue states, particularly Massachusetts, going until we become a totally communist? How far?
Well, I think you're already there. I mean, look at who your senators are.
Right.
I don't think I need to go any farther than that. They're total communists, total we control you. The thing I'd say is this, okay? People get locked into these ideologies. I got to vote Republican because my daddy did, and I have to vote Democrat for the same reason, and Republicans are bad, and you know, Democrats have cooties, and so we buy into this ideology. And what the communists have done is they have successfully divided and conquered us. It's white versus black, you know, red versus blue. Everyone's a bigot, and they just perpetuate the myth. So they don't keep us. They keep us from banding together and fighting this in unison. Listen, Democrats in Massachusetts, I hope you hear this. You know, you're not going to be able to heat your home if you're on fixed income this winter. It's going to be eat or heat for you. There's already interviews coming out of local media in Boston that I've seen that basically people are saying, I keep my home at about 40 degrees so I can afford to cook. And to me, that says, why are you voting for the people in power then? Why? But here's the deal. If you control the elections, you don't know who the hell votes for anybody. In Michigan, for example, Tudor lost to Whitmer because of 275,000 unverified ballots that were sent out at the last minute. And this happens all the time. When Trump was getting ready to go to bed on election night, he was ahead in all six swing states until these mysterious midnight ballots showed up. And like I said, everyone in America right now, whether you be Democrat, Republican, ignorant, libertarian, doesn't matter. Okay, your country is being stolen from you. Next on the list, they're going after your retirements. And look at the little statements that are coming out of Janet Yellen and the Fed. They're going after your retirement. They're going after everything that you own. And this is total communism, and people are sleeping through it. In Maricopa County, for example, I watched the comments of people that were testifying before the Board of Supervisors before they certified the election. And to a person, these people got it. Our election has been ripped off. And there were hundreds of people lined up to speak, and they didn't all get to speak. But what I think very few of them realize is this is orchestrated plot that is international in origin, and they have bought off the key politicians. They own the media. And right now, we are going through the biggest coup in world history. America is almost completely overthrown. And pretty soon, we're going to be like China. And I don't know if you've seen this. China's building COVID camps. They're not COVID camps. That's the excuse. They're concentration camps. And this is what's coming to America next. Klaus Schwab said last week that China is the model for the new world order. And since he trains a lot of our senior politicians and helps to fund them through programs like FTX, you know, that tells you this is coming to America. People listening to me used to laugh when I said FEMA camp legislation is real. It's dormant, but someday it could be acted upon. Well, what was coming is no longer coming. It's already here.
Hey, Dave, let me interject because I'm from Massachusetts. I see half the population that are benefiting from the Democrats, longshoremen, a lot of these union hacks. They are totally benefiting, so they're not going to bite the hand that feeds them. That's number one. Number two, I'm going to play devil's advocate because I do agree with you, Dave. But to play devil's advocate, I don't see people's heads getting cracked open on the streets by government thugs. I don't see tanks rolling in the streets. I don't see all this stuff. I mean, and that's
when we come back from the break.
Okay, I'll hold on.
We have a break. We have a break. Stand by. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
bum, 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 Mr. Sandman.
Dear Liberty Man, my aches and pains are making it hard for me to sleep at night. What's a girl to do? Signed, Sleepless in St. Louis.
Dear Sleepless, I recommend Energy Cleaner. The Energy Cleaner transmits a healing electrostatic signal to every cell in your body, flushing out toxins, relieving aches and pains, aiding with restful sleep. Would you enjoy sleeping soundly like I do every night? The Energy Cleaner is sold exclusively at my website, thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. And Sleepless, there is a bonus. Signed, The Liberty Man.
Thanks to the Energy Cleaner, I'm sleepless no more. Neither is my black book.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on Long-Term Food Storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
But I'd like to ask each of you what it is you value so highly that you are willing to fight and possibly die for. We will call that Texas. The Mexican army hopes to lure us into attempting escape. Almost anything seems better than remaining in this place, penned up. If, however, we force the enemy to attack, I believe every one of you will prove himself worth 10 in return. We will not only show the world what patriots are made of, but we will also deal a crippling blow to the Army of Santa Anna.
If anyone wishes to depart under the white flag of surrender, you may do so now. You have that right.
But if you wish to stay here with me in the Alamo, we will sell our lives dearly.
All right, we are back, ladies and gentlemen. My website is thelibertyman.com. Good news, my webmaster got the less than 2 minute video posted in the COVID panel section. The CEO of Pfizer talking before a live audience, saying how he was hoping in 2019, that by 2023, there would be a 50% reduction in the world's population. Can't make this up. This is smoking gun evidence. Also, my website, you'll find products that will help you achieve your goals, such as the Energy Clean. You heard my new spot. That's a lot of fun to hear that. And, of course, Liberated Rocket Heaters on sale until midnight tomorrow night, midnight the 30th, 25% off. That's a $726 savings. If you want to place your order, I will take your order personally when the show's over. Just give me a call at 314-965-3007. This is Tuesday Morning Roundtable with Leon Green, former U.S. Navy officer, Jeff Nyquist. His website is jrnyquist.blog. His books for sale at Amazon. And with us right now, Dave Hodges. His website's The Common Sense Show. And Dave, before the break, you were responding to Jeff in Massachusetts and your discourse that Massachusetts has already reached the communist nirvana, hasn't it?
Oh, well, they're not alone. But yes, that's my position. And I'd like to respond to what the caller said. He said that certain people are benefiting from the overtaking of this country. I agree. Otherwise, you wouldn't get people to go along with it. And as I mentioned at the top of this interview, that the Republican establishment, the leadership of the Republican Party has been bought off, and they're serving the same purpose as the Democratic Party, which has been bought off a long time ago. But in terms of what he said about longshoremen, I don't know the particulars of that. I know Biden tends to favor unions, but I think it's a minority of the people in Massachusetts. I think the people benefiting are in the small minority. And the one thing I would say, too, is be careful to say that if you're in a union, you're safe, because I would point to the railroad strike. Back in September, I said the railroad strike's not over. Biden is lying. He settled with the ancillary companies, but not with many of the main working groups in these various unions associated with the railroads. And I said, this isn't over. And I'm saying this early September, and then Biden comes out mid-September, crisis averted, I've done it again, aren't I wonderful? And I said to people, okay, you can call me a conspiracy theorist, but it is not over. And sure enough, here we are. I'm in contact with a lot of these people in the railroads. Now, because of labor negotiations, they don't feel they can come on my show, but that doesn't silence them. So they're giving me information, and I will tell you what they're saying. The strike date was once set for December 5th. That now has been moved to December 9th at the request of the federal government. Now, the federal government can take them over and continue the deliveries, although you have to wonder, you know, how good would anything run by Pete Buttigieg do? Because when he was mayor, he couldn't even fix a pothole in the city. So I don't think that'll be thing. But I don't think Biden will take over the railroad union if they strike, because he wants absolute chaos in this country. His mission is to disarm and deindustrialize and basically bankrupt the United States, as well as stripping civil liberties. And the railroad strike would play into that. People don't know this, John, but 62% of all agriculture is transported by rail. We will have horrible chaos in this country. And then at the same time, you've got California, which is a huge economy, part of our national economy. Newsom, and I found this out over the weekend, Newsom is trying to outlaw truckers, diesel and gasoline power. He's moving towards that with their state legislature. And so he's basically trying to cut into the alternative for if there's a railroad strike, what will they be able to do? But I will tell you, there will be a natural end to trucking in this country, because I've been talking to the truckers, and pretty universally they tell me that when diesel reaches about $8 a gallon, it's no longer profitable to transport, and they'll stop. And these are fairly decent-sized firms. These aren't the 3 and 4 trucker firms. These are people that have fleets of 75, 100, 150 trucks. And they're, say, $8 a gallon, and the game is over. So going back to Massachusetts, what this gentleman's saying, I think there are a few people that benefit, but they're in the small minority. And if you're reading documents on air, John, that are valid, which you are, and they're saying we're going to have a 50% reduction in world population, and you got Noel Harari, the number two guy in the World Economic Forum, saying we need a mass extinction event. It's pretty clear that they don't have anyone's best interest at heart except for the elitist puppets that serve them. But I would remind Justin Trudeau and Joe Biden and all his friends, Chuck Schumer, what happens to brown shirts in history? Brown shirts are the first to get exterminated after the takeover, and that's why the Nancy Pelosi's and so forth, they're not safe. These people, these globalists, will get rid of these politicians who have capitulated because they can't trust them.
Last question, then I'm out of here. Dave, living in a socialist state like Massachusetts, if Massachusetts was communist, how come people like me haven't been disappeared yet? Because I've been calling into talk shows for almost 30 years. I'll hear your answer off here. And, Dave, I thank you for answering my questions, and do have a good one. Don't be a stranger. Have a good one. Bye-bye.
Yeah, this is what the First Amendment's all about. I like how he's challenging something I have said. That's exactly what Americans should be doing. And I would say, please do this to your leaders. But my answer to his question is he hasn't been disappeared yet. But I'll point out this. And first of all, the more revolution you can do without firing a shot, it's classic Sun Tzu. You know, conquer your enemy with the least amount of resistance possible. And we have something called the Journalism Competition and Protection Act. It failed in committee initially, and Ted Cruz stood up for it. He said, we're not going to sign on to anything that allows big tech and media to violate antitrust laws to go against the First Amendment rights of Americans. And basically in the act that was sponsored by Amy Klobuchar, the communist from Minnesota, they basically said in this act that, one, they can collude with advertising prices, and they get antitrust exemption. But the biggest thing that got my attention was what they want to do with free speech, that these two entities, big tech and mainstream media, can collude to decide who should be erased from the internet. And that's in this bill. And magically, John Kennedy from Louisiana and Ted Cruz signed on to the bill, and it passed committee in the Senate. And it's called the JCPA, the Journalism Competition and Protection Act. And they're going to act on this, I firmly believe, in this lame duck period before the new Congress is seated. And so when he says, well, they haven't disappeared me yet. Well, first, they're going to disappear your freedom of speech. It already is happening. I mean, we already have a fascist relationship between the White House and big tech, where we know they've colluded with each other to limit free speech. And that's one. But two, then they're going to go after people where you can't even be on the internet. And then they're simultaneously introducing Executive Order 14067. And I have a theory. FTX was taken down at this time to wreck all of crypto with reputation harm. I used to represent a crypto company, but no one will touch them now, even though they didn't do anything wrong, because of the fact that it's all tainted by FTX. And I think this is intentional, so they can destroy crypto, because when they bring in 14067, digital currency, attached Chinese social credit system with it, what they're going to end up doing here is crypto's gone, your cash is gone, and you're going to be locked into this Chinese digital system. And I have a theory this is why FTX went down when it did. One, they tried to conceal the fact that they donated $39 million of taxpayer money to Democratic campaigns in the midterm, but that didn't get concealed. But what is they're going to benefit from is they're going to have no competition with crypto. And so when this Chinese social credit system comes in, it's the end of the dollar. The Fed's capitulating already. You can already see the Fed rolling over on this. That's what the Bank of International Settlements wants, and they control the central banks. So to answer
Dave,
his
Dave,
question,
I need to interrupt you. I have not studied FTX that much, but my impression was FTX money was from the private sector, that they did not receive government funding or government investment. So you're saying that there was government money invested in FTX that they donated to Democrats?
Well, I have three sources, and I'm trying to get one of them to go on the record, and he's an ex-DOJ guy. They contend that there was a commingling of the funds, that you're dealing with Ukraine aid that got commingled with FTX. That's what I understand. And we know right now, you know, the government's resisting an audit by the House on what happened to all the donations that we've given Ukraine. And there's reports of Ukrainian officials buying, you know, expensive homes in the Swiss Alps and so forth. And I don't know how much of that is true, but I have no trouble believing the commingling of funds, because it's a big black hole. We're dumping this money into Ukraine, and we don't even know where it's going. Marjorie Taylor Greene has talked a lot about this. So I do believe that the commingling did happen. So at least in part, there is a commingling with regard to the use of U.S. taxpayer funds. But here's the thing, too. Speaking of FTX. All right, so my name is Mitch McConnell, and I got $2.5 million of FTX money. All right, now, I may not have known, or I could have the plausible deniability. I did not know this was criminal. I had no idea. They were just giving me money because that's what people do for politicians to get what they want. Now that you know it's criminal and millions of people have been ripped off, why aren't you exercising good judgment and refunding that money? Why aren't you surrendering that money? In other words, our Congress is going along with ill-gotten gains from a criminal enterprise, and they're just fine with it. And this indicts every congressperson who took FTX funds because they're engaged in the receipt of stolen property. They may not have known it when they got it, but they sure as hell know it now. And that's why I'm saying we're ruled by a mafia. I mean, if this would have happened 40 years ago, okay, there would already be Congress people going to jail. Watergate was recess compared to what's going on today. But we don't have anyone overseeing anything. But back to the caller in Massachusetts. If they can't silence you by taking you off the internet, then they are going to come after you. And that'll be your social credit score. And Pat Wood told this story on my show, and I think it bears repeating here. Pat Wood said that in China there was a lady that he talked to, and she put something on the internet they didn't like. Now, it wasn't meant to be critical of the government. She said, I swear I'm not trying to be critical, just saying this is my position, how it affects me. And so these men in black showed up, about eight of them, and they asked her, and she said, I'm really sorry. She served them tea. She thought everything was okay. They didn't arrest her, and they left. Well, the next day, she got kicked out of her university. A week later, she was evicted from her apartment. And then, as it goes, you can't use public transportation. Okay. To the gentleman that called in from Massachusetts, I'm saying this is what's going to happen under 14067. When the digital currency comes in, they will erase your life. They don't have to kill you. Now, if you begin to become a problem, and if there are pitchforks in the street, well, yeah, then they're going to bash some heads, and we'll see Rex 84 implemented, or whatever application you want to use for concentration camps. I do believe we'll see that, but I think that'll be the last result. These people have successfully, John, taken over America effectively without firing a shot. And well, that's classic Sun Tzu.
It is classic implementing the protocols of General Sun Tzu, who wrote a book older than a Christian Bible that is very carefully followed by the communist officials. Amazing. Absolutely amazing. I want to get some response from Jeff Nyquist. Jeff, you've heard references to the communist Chinese at several points during Dave's discourse. Do you have any follow-up or anything to add to what Dave was saying regarding the Chinese involvement in all this, sir?
Well, the communism is an international movement, and their methods of taking control are that you have people who are publicly, they represent themselves as Democrats or whatever, but privately they're communists. Or they are bribed by them, or they are going along with them. And you don't need everyone to be one, because they have these well-developed tactics of intimidation. And Americans are so sensitive to getting along and going along, especially in their career paths, that, oh no, I might not get this opportunity, or I might not be invited to the cocktail party. So they've really, over the years, even during the Cold War, they were corralling opinion by these methods. And so you wonder, how is it that a minority like the communists can do this? They're very well organized. They have great tactics. And of course, China and Russia are the major communist powers. Russia still is. Their Communist Party just went underground. And so they basically orchestrate this everything that goes on according to a larger strategy, which involves something called convergence. And convergence is to bring all the countries of the world into a communist system and then to unite them all. And in order to do that, they have to destroy certain countries. Years ago, the Russians had this category of unredeemably bourgeois country, which meant they had to do major extermination in the country. You have the secret speech of Chiao Chen, the general of the People's Liberation Army, who said, we're going to, you know, eliminate the Americans in the lower 48 states, and we're going to build a second China there. That is, they're going to take hundreds of millions of Chinese, because China's overpopulated, to the lower 48. And, of course, biological warfare was what he said was the method. And so, you know, you have the COVID-19 pandemic, followed by the vaccines, so-called. And so a process is underway right now. And the vaccine, when Klaus Schwab says the vaccine, China's the model, he's admitting he's a communist, which we know
absolutely.
He is.
Absolutely. Here's our break. Hold on, everybody. We'll be right back. Hold on.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one, RAD, consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our 5th bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Tuesday Morning Roundtable, Leon Green, former U.S. Navy officer, Jeff Nyquist. His website's jrnyquist.blog, his books for sale on Amazon. Dave Hodges' website's The Common Sense Show. We may be joined for half an hour by Steve Bannon at some point. And Let's see. I think we got a caller here, gentlemen. We got John in Texas. Good morning, John.
Hello?
Go ahead.
I would like to know, I have a question. It seems like in the when COVID-19 was going, most of the deaths that were occurring were in the elderly. I apologize for that. We're among the elderly, but it seems like a lot of the people that are getting attention anyway are the ones that are young, between the ages of 18 and 49. What is the age distribution of these bizarre sudden deaths that they're finding these strange clots in? Has there been any statistical data come out about that? Hello?
Dave, you got a response for
John's question? Yeah, I'm not an epidemiologist, but I will say this. I've looked at the life insurance actuaries, and I'll answer your question generally and try to give you a partial specific answer. But the actuaries tell a story where life insurance companies are unexpectedly paying out massive benefits above and beyond what is the normal trend curve for death in a year. And I don't think it's COVID at this point. I mean, COVID's no more threatening than the flu at this point in time. So I think it's the injections. I think that's really clear. And we have a lot of medical data, not sanctioned by the CDC, but a lot of private medical data that points to that. The death curve is not prevalent in children yet. And I say yet, because now with the emphasis on getting everybody vaccinated, including children, we're going to see the children's death curve climb, is my belief. When COVID hit, the death curve was primarily with the elderly, as you would expect with the flu, where people have compromised or comorbid conditions. And so, you know, it was easier for the organism to take advantage of that and basically kill a person. But also, too, we don't even know how many people really died from COVID, because the stories in emergency rooms, guys taken in, he's got brain trauma from a motorcycle accident, but he died of COVID. I mean, those stories are rampant. So we don't really have any figures we can trust. But I think what we're seeing now is death by vaccine much more than COVID. But I would not, if I put my conspiracy hat on, COVID's losing steam. And we're seeing a resurgence now of advertising, get boosted, get this, get that. You know, COVID's the big boogeyman. It's not having an effect. And I suspect they may introduce a second pandemic.
We have a top hour break. We have a caller on hold. We'll be right back.
Did you know that essential oils have had a multitude of natural health and skin uses in history, but have been somewhat forgotten by recent civilization? Susanna's Secret offers 100% pure natural oils at prices you can actually afford. Do you have a house or office with a musty smell or mold? Studies have shown that essential oils like the one in our Thief and Robbers blend will kill or inhibit mold, viruses, bacteria, and fungus. Just diffuse with it, and you will see the long-lasting effects that even synthetic chemicals don't achieve. Purifica, another one of our products used to clean and freshen your house or give a natural scent when drying laundry. For that special lady, we offer a ginger argan oil in a beautiful cosmetic bottle, or a pure argan oil, a natural acne-fighting product. Check us out at SusannaSecret.com. That's S-U-S-A-N-A-S SusanAsSecret.com. SusanAsSecret.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.